Thank you, Mr. Sterner. Good morning, everybody. Glad you're with us on 88.1. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. The author Jen Groh is my guest this morning. She has just published her first book. It's a collection of short stories called My Life as a Mermaid. It was the 2012 winner of the DeZank Books Short Story Competition. And in it, Jen Groh introduces us to a quirky array of compelling characters. And she does it with grace, compassion, and a very trenchant wit. I got to tell you, folks, this is one of the finest collection of stories that I have encountered in a long time. And Jen Groh is sitting across the table from me here in Studio A. So welcome to the show. I hope I have sufficiently embarrassed you. It's nice to meet you.
Yes, Tom. I appreciate it.
It's a really terrific book. I'm impressed in particular with the range of characters. The characters are very different from story to story. Mm-hmm. How do you find the voice of each of these people when you're writing them?
This is going to sound a little strange, but I think sometimes the voice comes to me. I might have an idea about a story, and then somehow a voice sort of seeps in and starts to tell me the story, and, you know, I write it down. That's when the stories are going well. Sometimes the stories, the voice takes a little more, teasing out. But I wish I could say, well, actually, I hear a lot, too. I drive with my windows open a lot, and I was driving up Washington Street one day, and I heard these men, they were sitting on a stoop, and the man said, "All I want in life is a pretty girl and $1 million. There's something else I want, but I can't remember what it is." And and I thought, "All right, I'm going to write that down." So sometimes it's just a matter of listening really well, and the voices come.
Yeah. Could you read us a little bit from it? This is from the very first story. It's the title story of the book, My Life as a Mermaid. And this is about the two sisters, one of whom is in Honduras doing good, and the other of whom is back home thinking about it.
Yeah. I'll be happy to read a little excerpt. Kay flew to Honduras after a devastating hurricane ripped through the country. The hospital in Tegucigalpa was flooded 4 stories high. Rushing water sucked bodies away from villages, depositing death everywhere like sediment. I know this not from the news, which focused on wealthier parts of the world, but from my sister and her small band of relief workers. They flew into a smelly tropical world for various reasons, among them compassion and the longing for a place to hide. Kay writes, "I took a rare dip in one of the rivers today, surrounded by mangrove trees. I floated in smooth brown water where I wanted to live forever as a fish. I'm envious. I would run away. I would like to be the kind of person who could run away."
Yeah, I love that. I would like to be the kind of person who could run away. Yeah, there's a lot of nuance. There's a lot of complexity to each of these people. And you wrote, I guess on your website or someplace I read, that you said that this book is emotionally true, which is to say that some of this physically happened, actually happened to you, historically happened to you, or stuff like it happened to you. But how closely tied to your own personal experience is this?
Every little story has pieces that might have come from my life, but mostly don't. But the emotions, I really wanted to get into certain emotions. And, so I might have been feeling a certain way about, homelessness or about war or about, just women trying to find a voice. And so I kind of dug into those emotions personally and then created characters and scenarios that explored those ideas.
Could I ask you to read another clip? Do you mind?
Sure.
This is from a story called I Get There Late. Maybe you could set this up for us. This is about a woman who sort of pays a surprise visit to an old boyfriend who at the time is married and has a child.
Yeah, she's an interesting character. In fact, a friend of mine read an excerpt from this story online, and she said, "Oh, I can totally see you in this story." And I said, "Really? That's interesting, because I was trying to write the opposite of me." So so this woman does show up. She shows up unexpected to old friends, and she tries to stir things up between herself and the husband, and with limited success, I'd say, or no success, but it is interesting. Jack's at the screen door, and his wife is next to him in her bathrobe holding the baby. The porch light shines in their eyes, making it possible for them to see me. I'm a shadow. "Who's there?" they say, as though I'm a burglar creeping around their house. They shield their eyes, searching the distance, a big, dark void, to find me. This is how I do it. I march up the sidewalk, lugging my suitcase next to me, and I say, "Surprise!" without enthusiasm, as if they should have known I'd show up after all these years. There's a hint of challenge in my voice. "Oh my God," Jack says, not unfriendly. "What are you doing here?" "Jesus," my former friend says. She tries to sound excited, but her voice is like mine and betrays her.
Yeah, her voice betrays her. I love the rhythm of that. The prose here just delighted me from page one to page whatever the last page is. I like, for example, you say, "This is how I do it. I march up the sidewalk." I mean, there's a rhythm to that that I just think is so insightful. This won a prize by the publisher, this Dezank. Am I pronouncing that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they have a fiction prize, and then the winner gets the book published by this publishing house.
Yeah, it's an annual prize, and my book happened to win in for the 2012 round. I was notified in 2013. And then it takes them a while. They have a backlist. So it came out this year, and I'm really pleased.
So that's a great imprimatur and a great way of getting, this is your first book that's been published?
Right? Yeah, it is. But, you know, this particular book has been around for about 10 years, and it was under a different title, Okay, Goodbye. And I'd sent it off to several different publishers, different prizes, and it came in, you know, as a finalist or a runner-up, I'd say 5 different times, and I was really becoming frustrated, and I actually stopped writing for about a year, and then a friend of mine took a look at some of my stories, and he said, "You know, you really need to send a story off to Jen Mikulski." At that time, she was putting together City Sages Baltimore, and so I did.
And that's a collection of short stories by Baltimore writers.
By Baltimore writers, yes, and I did, and that, and you know, she included the story Joe Blow in that anthology, and so that kind of kickstarted me again. I changed the title of the book. I went back. I revised some stories. Took some stories out. Put some new stories in, as a mermaid was born.
Yeah, for all the writers who are listening, and I know there are a bunch, it takes some tenacity. I mean,
It does. Yeah, perseverance.
Well, this is a delight, and I'm really glad to meet you, and congratulations. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Jen Groh, her new collection of short stories is called My Life as a Mermaid. Jen Groh will be discussing her book at the Ivy Bookshop in North Baltimore in a couple of weeks, Tuesday night, June 16th, and she'll also be in Columbia at Oliver's Carriage House on Saturday, the 13th of June, for the launch of the Little Patuxent Review's summer issue. Jen is the fiction editor of the Little Patuxent Review, and she'll be reading a bit from her short story collection at that event. We've got information about all of this on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. That's it for us today. On Friday, our movie mavens, Jed Dietz and Ann Hornaday, will join me in Studio A, and we'll talk summer flicks. Hope you can join us Friday morning on Maryland Morning. Until then, thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
Maryland Morning is an original production
of your public radio,
WYPR,
in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Matt Purdy
and Jonna McCone.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Cast. On this day in history, 1949, Wesley Anthony Brown became the first black midshipman to graduate from the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis. He rose to the rank of lieutenant commander and retired from the Navy in 1969. He died in 2012. We're back on Friday. Hope you'll join us.